Newsom and the rest of them are shoveling BS, and we're going to get Ed Ring to talk about it here. Co-founder of the California Policy Center and senior fellow with the Center for American Greatness. And before I die, I want to become a senior fellow somewhere. Ed, how are you?
I'm fine. There's a senior fellow inflation, so I'm sure they're giving out plenty of those titles.
You know, but
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Even a deputy senior fellow.
Right. You know, to talk about these fires, let's say you're Zeus or you're Thor and you're throwing lightning around, you know, one of those guys, and you want to start a fire. Are you going to strike a healthy green forest with 40 trees per acre and it's 82 degrees? Or are you going to strike a dried out pile of tinder, half the trees are dead, there's 200 of them per acre, oh, and it's only 77 degrees because we drove electric cars? Which one would you hit if you wanted to start a fire?
Exactly, the second one, of course.
It's not the heat, it's not the temperature. It's the density of the forest and the condition of the trees.
Yeah, it really is. In California, in the 1950s, we harvested 6 billion board feet a year. By 1990, that was down to 5 billion board feet. But then the attacks on logging started, and we're down to 1.5 billion board feet. So we're harvesting one quarter as much timber out of the forest. Oregon, it's almost as bad. They were harvesting a little over 6 billion board feet in the 90s. They're down to 3.5 billion board feet. And at the same time, as everybody knows, we've been suppressing fires. So if you stop the natural fires and you don't, and you stop logging as well, you really have to expect something like this to happen. And it, you know, it's really wrong for them to be talking about climate change so urgently and using this as a excuse to talk about climate change, because what they've really got to figure out, and they better do it soon or we're going to lose the rest of our forests, they need to figure out how to get back in there, work with the timber companies, and come up with other programs to thin the forests. That's what they need to talk about.
I mean, is this literally a case of save the trees, going overboard to even save the dead, drought-stricken ones?
Well, it is. That's part of it, because, you know, it works all the way down the line from the really powerful nonprofit environmental organizations and their lobbyists to, for example, grassroots groups up in Humboldt County that have what they call tree sits. And every time somebody finally gets a permit to log some trees, they swarm into the forest and climb the trees and try to stop them from cutting the trees down.
Good Lord.
John, remember Julia Butterfly, who we interviewed, sat up in a tree for like months?
She lived up in a tree for months. But she's still up in a
tree.
You
know, the Headwaters Forest is it's protected now. And it's fine to go ahead and be very careful about how we manage timber harvests in protected forests. But they're stopping timber harvesting everywhere. It's just, and again, you know, somebody can turn around and say, well, what about the clear cuts and what about all the logging they're still doing? Logging is one quarter what it was 30 years ago. And all that time, these trees have just been filling up. Dianne Feinstein had a op-ed in the LA Times today. And what does she say? We must recognize the root cause of this devastation is climate change. 20 years ago, Dianne Feinstein was quoted by Associated Press. Quote, here it is. Senator Feinstein blames Sierra Club for blocking wildfire bill. She actually said they roasted her. You know, they have been trying in Congress to figure out how to get into these forests and thin these trees for over 20 years, and they still haven't done so, and we're paying price.
What's to figure out? They just got to tell all the crazies to get out. And if they climb trees, chop them down anyway. You only have to do that once. That'll send a message.
If you're a property owner or a timber company and you want to chop down trees, you have to go through amazing hoops in terms that you have to deal with state, federal, county, local agencies. You have to deal with supra agencies like the California Air Quality Management Districts. I couldn't begin to name them. I went to the Cal Fire site to look at timber permit applications, and there were over 50 forms you had to fill out. Now, I'm not an expert on these forms. Maybe you don't have to fill out all 50 of them. That was one agency. It's really hard. And what happens is even when they pass some kind of incremental legislation to permit timber harvesting, there's so many permits and forms and bureaucratic processes and experts and consultants that have to be hired, right, and litigation that you still have to fight because anybody can initiate a lawsuit, that most of the money that gets allocated to fund forest thinning ends up paying for the bureaucratic processes and to fight the litigation.
Ed, is this just about getting rid of trees or just the dead trees? Or, I mean, they wouldn't do either?
Well, there's a lot of dead trees now, and they, you know, again, the dead, these trees aren't dead because of climate change. Obviously, weather is a factor here, but what's a much bigger factor is when you have trees that are overgrown because you didn't let natural fires go through regularly, and you have these overgrown forests, you've got the same amount of rain or maybe less rain coming down every year that more and more plants are competing for. And so all of them get unhealthy. A lot of them die. And of course, that also makes them more susceptible to diseases like the bark beetle. But the reason that all of this, and you also don't have runoff. You've got all these trees that are dying anyway, and shrubs and understories that are using up all the water, which means less of it goes down to the aquifers, less of it runs off into the creeks and into the reservoirs. So it's also contributing to a water shortage.
Yeah, we throw nature's system out of balance when we refuse to allow the fires to burn naturally, right? We've done so much fire suppression.
We've been doing that for 100 years, and we've gotten better and better at it. And again, if you do that and you stop logging and you make it hard for property owners to just go through and thin out the stands on their properties, then this is what happens.
You end up with an overabundance of brush, an overabundance of trees. And as you said, eventually the trees start dying. The bark beetles start killing them. We had a report the other day that there are thousands upon thousands of dead trees that have been burning in these lightning fires up north. And the dried out wood explodes. You have thousands of explosions, which turns it into this incredibly powerful inferno that moves very fast and is very hot. You know, if you had normal trees spaced out with some moisture in them, there's no way the fire would burn that way with that intensity.
That's exactly right. These super fires are happening because there's so much fuel. And it's you know, for 20 million years, we had forests in California with, let's say, 40 to 60 trees per acre. And all of a sudden, we've got trees with 200 trees per acre. And the half of them die. So that's a lot of fuel. And, you know, we've got over 50,000 square miles of forests in California. And you can't do this just by sending, I mean, it would be great if, for example, we could recruit homeless people and for the billions of dollars we're, you know, spending to build $500,000 per unit permanent supportive housing, we could do something like back in the Depression and have a conservation corps and they could go up and clear the forests. That would be a wonderful thing. We ought to try that. But that's not enough. You have to use the timber companies. You have to let them harvest some wood so they can get the profits from that wood and use that in exchange for that permit. They can help get out some of this extra understorage and dead trees as well. Some of the dead trees actually have timber value as well. But with the immensity of our forests, we have to do everything, and we have to involve the timber companies and let them make some profit doing it to fund the effort. There's just too much land, too much forest that has to be thinned at this point. It's gotten to this point.
Thank you very much, Ed Ring. Good stuff. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for some logic and rational thinking. It's very rare these days. Ed
Ring, California Policy Center, and you should read his latest. And he also references the Oregon fire. Same thing. They have not been thinning out.